and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you.
Yes, you are on UK Health Radio. Let me say that again. UK, here it comes, Health Radio. Yes, Health Radio. And we are banging out health for the next 52 minutes because this lady I have on here, whoa, she has changed so many lives from the simplicity of breathing. Yes, I just said that. The simplicity of breathing. And trust me, the mind behind that, whoa, she could run 10 countries and bring peace to the earth. No worries, because this is just running through her veins. She's like a born peaceful person. I mean, listen, don't minimize that. Trust me, this lady is awesome. Tucked under her jacket are wings. She just don't show them very often because she'll end up being some kind of circus act. But this lady's a true angel. Trust me, she is. She's absolutely beautiful. And it's her second time round. She come on and said, well, you know, Paul, I got not much else to do, so I think I'll come on your show. No, not really, because trust me, she's as authentic as the air is pure going into your lungs. She is absolutely beautiful. And I am stoked that this lady wanted to come back on my show. Really, because darn, has she grown in so many ways. She breathed herself into brilliance, even though she was in brilliance in the first one. Let me introduce this amazing, this fantastic, this wonderful, breath angelic human being that I think actually is just visiting from some place unknown to teach us a few lessons. Say, listen, remember you've got lungs, remember you've got breath, remember you've got inners and all these kinds of things. It's the beautiful, the amazing. Here we go, Nevşe Karamehmet. Let me say that again. Nevşe Karamehmet. Yes, I'm sure I had that right, Nevşe. Thank you for coming on, love.
Thanks for inviting me, Paul. Thanks for all of the lovely words. You're humbling me.
Oh, it's beautiful, Matt. I'm sure you missed a few because we both have deep accents.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there were some bits there you just didn't catch at all. And that's okay, love. Do you know what I mean? But here we are. Listen, so Nevşe, firstly, thank you for coming back on. But just to recap, we were over 12 months ago, I think, when we did the show. And I'm not going to say you were in a very different place there, but you were evolving into what is something absolutely profound, which we'll share with you listeners in a minute. But let me just bring you back for those who didn't catch the show, which was about a year ago. And listen, you can find it. Just go UK Health Radio, just go back into the historic archives of my shows and you'll find this lady in there. The years is that, you know, your breath work, your advanced breath work has changed people's lives on a mass scale. You've reminded us on a very high level of the importance of what we do for granted and completely ignore for most of us on a daily basis, which is the power of breath.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. When we think
it's just
about,
so simple.
Yes. I put the word ignore. But yet, the second we stop breathing, we're in trouble, girl.
Yeah.
How, firstly, before we go into where you've grown into, how do we become so arrogantly dumb within ourselves and show no value to our breath, no value to our lungs?
Great question. I mean, I think that the reason being is because people do not clearly understand that breathing and respiration are different things.
Oh, wow.
We are not paying attention to our respiration, and respiration doesn't need our attention because our respiratory system, just like our cardiology, just like how the brain works or how the blood circulates through our body, it doesn't need our attention because it's an already existing mechanism that is managed by the brainstem reflexes. So we are respirating for sure, because if you are, the moment you don't respirate, you die. But how well you are breathing depends on you, because breathing is psychological and breathing can be manipulated. And every time we manipulate our breathing for usually psychological reasons, we might be actually harming the respiratory chemistry or respiratory physiology. So the problem isn't that we're paying attention. The problem is that we do not understand the fact that breathing and respiration are different, and without paying attention, we might be doing something very wrong in our breathing habit that will eventually affect the respiration and affect many layers in our physiology that might be cause of over 200 symptoms. So that's like what we're paying attention to, because we forget or we are not aware that we are managing our breath. We are not managing our respiration, that's fine, but we are managing our breath. We can change, manipulate our breathing. And we do change and manipulate our breathing for psychological reasons while, you know, causing problems in the respiration and overall body fluid pH and chemistry and experiencing all these symptoms like anxiety, panic attack, migraines, headaches.
Wow, Nev, so that's profound in so many ways. You know, when I look at our last show we did, it's like, man, you work with clients all over the world. I mean, HSBC, Inbank, Vodafone, celebrities, professional athletes. I mean, USA, Canada, Fox TV. I mean, there's such a list to your breath CV, I would like to say. And, you know, we're not going to go too much into that, but it's huge, because I want to save as much time as I can for what is, of course, the NevCap. But here's the thing I'd like to just touch on. And I thought this a lot. When we stop using to its capacity a biological organ part of us, it then says, do you know what? Over generations, I'm going to just, there's no point in me being here. And, you know, some part of our body says, well, maybe we only need one lung, because we're not even using the capacity. The average person, we could say, besides for maybe a pro athlete or the hobbyist, are breathing at such a low rate. Bless those lungs, because they sit there thinking, well, what is the point? I'm, you know, please do something with me. I'm bored senseless. I can't even do what I'm meant to do. You know, when they're both there talking to each other, it's like, mate, have you had a big day? No. What about you? No, I haven't done much either. You know, that's a conversation between lungs for a lot of people.
And maybe the brain as well.
Yeah. But, you know, putting a humorous side to it, but it's true. There's such a large population that don't use the capacity of the importance of the breathing exercise. And surely, Nevsa, not in my lifetime, not in your lifetime, but in some lifetime, we're going to see a reduction of what is the point of us having lungs.
Yeah.
It is, I know it's an off-the-wall sort of theory, but do you see, it's like, come on, people, utilize the two biggest organs we have in us. They have so much to give, so much to offer. And these can prevent so many illnesses, depression,
exactly,
all the things they can remove just by standing there a couple of minutes a day and filling these boys and girls to their capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk about your growth. Now, you introduced again into our last show something that I'd not understood the way that you brought in the show, which was how breathing can evolve you as a person, as a human being, how it can grow you emotionally, physically, biologically, mentally, well-being, all the things that comes from the importance of working that breath. Now, I've experienced this, and I've had profound experiences from going to a breath workshop and come out there feeling like I've gone through months of counseling in 20 minutes. That's the only way I can describe it. Absolutely beautiful. Now, of course, those memories I share with you are every day for you. And, you know, you've probably talked to thousands of people. Yeah, I get it. And well done to you. But you are proof, living proof. And I'm not going to put this all to the breath, because you're an incredibly intelligent individual. I know this. I've seen it from your work, your website, and all your theories, your philosophies, conversation we had. And people do talk about you. You are a talked about individual.
Yeah.
You really are, which is beautiful. So for you, do you feel that, you know, working into that part of you, that utilizing that breath work and things, has been a profound part in your open-mindedness, your intelligence, your emotional intelligence. Do you feel it's really worked with you in that way through your life?
Yeah, sure, for sure. And I also, I think, need to emphasize the importance of my meditation practice, because I started meditation even before I started breath work, but I went on a more professional journey earlier with breath work. The reason being, because breathing is such a powerful tool. It's kind of like, as we spoke earlier in the, a year ago in the previous episode, breath is kind of a, because breath is psychological, it's not respiration. Respiration is physiological, but because breath is something psychological that connects us with deeper with our emotions and our mental capacity and that etheric life force energy, it is the bridge between our soul, our essence, and our physical body, our physical being. So it's kind of like the bridge between the eternal and the limited earthly experience we have. So it's kind of like there is only one way for us to truly experience our eternal self, which is through our soul and bridge, and that bridge, breath. When you work on building that bridge, you start understanding what is behind all that is seen. So what breathwork did, my daily disciplined breathwork practice plus meditation for over 25 years, I've been meditating every day, half an hour in the morning, half an hour at night, and
Wow.
I've been practicing breathwork as well religiously. So what that helped me is I have been able to go beyond the physical chaos of the world and daily tap into something more meaningful, more real. And I have been able to tap into that creative force, which gave
Wow.
me the understanding of what, whatever you call the creator, God, you know, the eternity, eternal life, universe, universal order, the divine, whatever you call it. That gave me those disciplined practices gave me the ability to understand the meaning behind all what's happening, what's going on. It's kind of like it gave me the privilege to literally, not with my own, not with my physical eyes, but I would say the third eye or with the intuitive eye to see the flower of life, like that perfect design, perfect life, the perfect divine flow behind what's happening here. And that gives you, it's kind of like, I think as humans, we need it. We need that so desperately, because it gives us, it's kind of like this deep feeling of safety, which I can't explain by words, but it's like no matter what happens in this world, no matter what you experience, it's safe. And the what we experience, it's like, and God or the universe or that creative power does not ever give us an experience, our, it's like an experience that our immortal soul can't handle. It's like every experience our mortal bodies can handle, our immortal souls can handle as well. So it's like if an experience can't be handled by us, it's just not in our experience. So it's just this so such a deep level of safety, which I think gave me the courage to take bigger steps in life and take bigger risks than I wouldn't say normal individuals, but most individuals who do not have that connection with eternity.
Wow, let me just take an emotional pause there for a second, because some of your shares then in philosophy are just nervous, are so profound and huge. So I just sort of just trickle drip feed back into them a little. Now I'm we're going to go into a sec is how you bridge this philosophy into business, into the business world. Now that is an incredible journey, and I'm really excited to talk about when we go, because that is such a technical bridge for sure. But I want to come back here when you talk about meditation. For a lot of people, meditation is I feel they overthink it. They overthink what meditation is. I am God as me. I mean, I did 10 years meditation, 5 days a week, every week. It was part of my job. I loved doing it. And I broke the cycle and I can't find myself able to get back into it. I'm not sure why, but I also don't want to force my meditation. Or that could be my reason why I'm procrastinating. I'm putting that in there as an excuse. I'm still working those things out going into 2025. But you talked about going into that creative force, visualizing. The power of visualization outside of what we see as visualizing, because I can only say, viewers, listeners, sorry, that from my experience of meditating, it's way past the place of dreaming. It's just a real feel of a powerful thought that is outside a thought you've ever had, but is very normal at the same time. So the only way I can describe the type of intense, advanced experience that Nevsat is having here, and it does take time, Nevsat, it doesn't it, to get to that place of trust, allowance, and allowing your imagination to do what it needs to do for you, with you, alongside you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I think with meditation and breath work and all these practices which are used actually to bridge between the mortal and the immortal, and which helps us dive deeper into peace and solitude and that restful state, is that those practices and the levels in those practices can't be faked. So we live in such a world that anything can be faked right now. Like if you have the budget, you can just create a brand and in 2 days, 3 days, make it a trend with a couple of million pounds spent on marketing, spent on influencers. You can just daily create brands and you can daily, like you can fake so many things with the whole aesthetic operations. So it's like we live in this world which things can be speeded up. Things can be manipulated and faked and all that. But in the other world, which is the real world, which is that eternal, immortal, the spiritual world, it's like nothing happens before it is time. So it is such a structured journey that you just can't step up to a consciousness level in 2 days. It's like it takes time. It takes a lot of time. It's like the levels of, there are seven layers of consciousness, the last layer being, seventh layer being Zen, seven layers of meditation, classic Vedic meditation. It usually takes a couple of years of daily disciplined practice to even get from one level to the other. So that's why there are only a couple of true classic Vedic meditation teachers out there in the world, because it almost takes like around 15 years. Or you get to that Zen by disciplined work. And that's that, like that level of discipline, that level of dedication is hard for human beings. And because the reason why it's so hard is because you don't get the results overnight. It's like it takes time. You do get the best results. Like in the end, you become this unbreakable, untouchable human being. And my emotional state, to be sincere, I mean, for probably over 12 years, it just doesn't change. No matter what happens, and I'm living the life like most of you, most of the people are. And sometimes my husband is like, this is too much, you're just too balanced, he's like sometimes jokes about it to his friends, and he's like, her emotional state doesn't ever change. Like, she loses stuff, she's the same. She, gains stuff, she's the same. Whatever happens in life, she's just balanced. And that's achievable. And that needs a very boring disciple journey.
I
And
mean,
not many people are interested in a boring journey. You know, yeah, you do become unbreakable.
Yeah.
You do become like this extra balanced individual without doing anything. It's like I don't need to do anything just because my mind is now functioning with universal laws or the eternal essence of life instead of the mortal human-made systems. I do not sincerely see anything to be panicked about.
Yeah.
And that just happens eventually. You know, the more you connect with that order, that perfect order, you just chill, you know, that's kind of like achievable. And yet
I
the
love
path
that.
to go there, it's like day after day after day, it's so boring. You just sit down and sit down and sit down and you just wait for emotions to pass. They pass, this too passes, that too passes, which gives you kind of like, which takes you into the state of just being no matter what happens.
Wow. Nevsha, I love it. I love, and I love that it's a journey of endurance. I love that. I mean, you've broken the human stress cycle that took centuries before AD to create. And you've broken that stress cycle with a golden medal, you know, Olympic. You know, it's beautiful. But here's what I'm gonna have to do, sadly, but not sadly, because I'll get row for saying that from the show, probably. But we're a little late, so I'm gonna go into our first commercial listeners. When we come back, Nevshad is gonna call out her main contact details so you can get hold of her via email and all those beautiful things and the website and stuff. And we're gonna start diving into what is NevCop and all the beautifulness that's happening in her life. So we'll be back, listeners, in about 90 seconds or so. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tenna Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tenna Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and yes, welcome back. You and myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. If you're just joining us, please rewind back to the start, because damn it, as our guest got some amazing golden nuggets are going to set you permanently brilliant in your life in so many ways, because damn, she is breathing us into a place of beautifulness for sure. But I'm just touching on you. So before I go any further, let me bring it back in. Of course, we have the wonderful Nevsha Karamemet. Karamemet. That's right. I know it is right.
Hi again. Back again.
It is right, isn't it? Karamemet.
Yeah, Karamemet. Yeah.
So how do we get hold of you, Nevsha, love?
Our website is either nevsah.com with my name, nevsah.com, or nevcap.com, which is our investment and accelerator, nevcap.com.
There it is. And we'll be giving those details out again after the second commercial and maybe sneak them in at the end, who knows. But as we go along, you know, we have really dived into the start of, well, picked up really from the last show we did, you know, the importance of your values is what we're talking about here. And well, of course, that's those values come behind your marriage, your husband, and all those beautiful things you have in your life. And I can imagine his frustration where nothing shakes you in any given way. But also I believe there's, you know, there are laid back people that I consider to be kind of empty. So there's late when someone says, oh, they're laid back. No, actually, they're empty. Then there are evolved people that do not react, you know, not react to what are the undervalued emotions that most of human beings live by.
Yeah.
So if we did, and I put this in just little stages, okay, is that, so, you know, we have the metaphysical world where, you know, all the well-being, beautiful people live in. And I love it, a lot of time for it. And then we have entrepreneurs, business entrepreneur, think leaders, thought leaders, influential leaders. And then we have the global leaders. And I'm still in the spiritual part. I'm not in presidents or prime ministers here. You know, the Gandhis and of the earth, all these beautiful people. And I believe there's another layer above that again, is what I feel, because I feel their introduction was still just a historic emotional landmark that's made room for more. So I believe they were there as stepping stones to say, go more than what I did. Now, Nevsha, that's what I put you. Right there. Now, if we were back in the time of Mother Teresa and Gandhi in those beautiful days where there wasn't a whole mash of digital technology like there is now in AI and things, you know, it's much easier. But you've brought this challenge of taking that process of thought, being, living, knowing, and that, they are smaller words. You've taken that process of thought and you are pushing it into the business world.
Yeah.
Wow, that takes courage, emotional courage, because now you're going to be in the firing line of closed mind bullets.
Yeah, and I love it. I love each group you mentioned, and I love bridging each group. I think with my practice, I became that bridge. And the interesting thing is, this just—I mean, the whole evolution—it just didn't happen as I thought it would. It happened by itself. It's just life has this amazing way of unfolding. And how it happened was, so I've been working with humans for over 25 years. I'm a human behavior expert. I have been spending between 8 to 10 hours every day, because I love the topic, on researching humans and human behavior and why we exist, and ontology and anthropology and human behavior and psychology and clinic psychology. So with all the expertise, and on top of it, I have become an investor for over 10 years, investing in different projects, also started investing in startups. And while I invested in startups, I also started speaking with founders and started helping them in any way I can, because it's, you know, my money, my time, and I'm investing in the founders. And then I also invested in my own startup, in my own technology companies. Now we became even bigger. We became a venture studio, and we buy and grow wellness apps and wellness platforms. And we keep on investing in wellness platforms around the world. I'm also still part of that business. And because I have been in the startup ecosystem for around 8 years now, 5+ or 6+ years professionally, because I had the privilege to join some accelerators myself, work with VCs myself, We have had some amazing investors in our company, investing in our company. We invested in some amazing startups. So because I've been in this ecosystem for some time as a human behavior expert, I started seeing what's missing.
Yeah.
And because I was an investor myself, I started asking myself the question, okay, how can I help the founder succeed? Because I have had some amazing experience. For example, a startup I invested exited, and I was able to get a pretty good amount of money from there. And another startup of mine I invested in is about to exit in a couple of weeks, actually, which is like I have been getting great results. And I have also seen some of the founders I've invested in, and I say founders I have invested in because at the end of the day, we're investing in founders as investors. And some of the projects, they just gone wild. It's like everything went upside down and the founder had to quit. And he was like, or she was like, I can't take this any longer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started naturally by nature and with my innate wisdom asking myself, okay, how can I lower my risk?
Mm-hmm.
And the risk of all the investors out there, how can I help founders become more successful? Because in the startup world, only 1% to 2% of the founders succeed. So with all the research, I started researching on something else. I started researching on a couple of years ago, I started researching on the secret to success.
Okay.
And asking myself, why do the founders that succeed? Like, what are their thinking habits? Mm-hmm. What are their behavioral habits? Like, what does it take for an individual to get those results? And you know what I found? It's very interesting. What I found was very, very aligned with what I'm teaching, behavioral health sciences, because when you look at human behavior, humans are only inspired in being in action aligned with the things they value.
Yeah.
Even if it's a child, you can't force anyone to stay in action if it's something they don't value.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what humans value, like when you look at the value hierarchy of humans, we see that humans are, first of all, meaning-searching organisms.
Wow.
So we are meaning-searching biological organisms. We are searching for a meaning. And when you look at that meaning, you see that each individual is searching for a different meaning, which depends on their voids. So we are all born with a deep, deep void, which is on the soul level. So what I'm saying here is, if you're a human born into this world with a human experience, you have a void to fulfill. And that void is so deep that unless you practice self-mastery methods like meditation or deep thinking or maybe some breath work or, you know, working with your mind, you just don't reach to that level. And some people are, interestingly enough, born with that connection. Like when you look at Elon Musk, he is fully 100%, if not more, aligned with his void. I can ensure you that because I read his life story as well, the book that got released a couple of months ago, and there it is so obvious that he is in connection with his deepest pain, deepest void every minute of the day.
Wow.
Which makes him unstoppable. We are here to fulfill our own soul, fulfill our own void.
And
we do whatever we do,
yeah,
whether business, whatever relationships, to find the meaning and to fill that void. And and being a founder is a very personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes, like as investors, accelerators out there, we say although all of them say, you know, being mission driven is important, knowing the problem you want to solve is important. These are so shallow. We forget that founders are also humans, and they are here to find their meaning. We all want to find the meaning. And many of us and many of the founders I have met have been very much conditioned on business and wealth and money and being rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just such a distraction, because at the end of the day, You were never here for the money. You are here to fill your void. You are distracted when you think money can fill that void. No, it's not that. It's like it's your mission. And
wow.
Because I have seen over and over again, when I read the life stories, when I interviewed all of the, you know, those, some of the founders and highly successful individuals, I have a podcast named Next Level Humanity, and I have had the privilege to interview some amazing individuals like Avi Loeb. He's the astrophysics professor at Harvard University. He's like this amazing guy, Dr. DeMartini, and some extra Bill Leo, who built a unicorn, and now he's helping other founders grow their businesses. So when I interviewed all those people as a behavioral expert, I have seen that the difference between them, so the difference between highly successful individuals, which I would call next level humans,
mm-hmm.
all the highest level of humanity, and the rest, is that they are connected with their void.
Yeah.
And they are here for, they do whatever they do for personal reasons to fill that void. They know why they exist, their mission, and they are only after meaning.
Wow.
Their own meaning. Like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a, excuse me for the language, but he doesn't give a shit about this or that or AI or, he's here fulfilling his void.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's only interested in his own fulfillment. That's why he's doing genius stuff. And he just doesn't care about other humans. He said this, he said that. He's just focused
wow.
on, you know, getting humans to the Mars because there are these problems on Earth and that's happening on Earth. So it's like for us to become a visionary, what I'm stating is, we need, or for us to become highly successful individuals, there is a formula. And the formula goes, we need to do some deep inner work
mm-hmm.
and understand our void. And then when you find that void, that deep, deep pain in you, your reason for existing, for being on this earth, if you create a business around that,
mm-hmm.
you are unstoppable. And you create amazing businesses, you do amazing stuff, you go beyond your human limits
yeah.
in thinking, physical, physiological, psychological, and then you become this amazing, charismatic founder that attracts opportunities, attracts money, attracts the best teams, mm-hmm. and you nail it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I know the formula, I know it works. So we now it's kind of like, okay, it's time for us to create an accelerator so that we can help founders who want to master and become highly successful and lower the risk of investors. So it just happened by itself. Me seeing this, what's missing?
Yeah.
And I think this is kind of like what a female serial entrepreneur can bring or a female investor can bring in the picture, because this can only be seen. And what we're doing at NevCap as an accelerator can only be done by a woman. Not that women are good or bad or more or less than men. We're just different.
Yeah.
And this is where we differentiate our connection with what is and the soul, our connection at that soul level, at that creative level, basically because our bodies create, we're just channels to that creative energy. What we can do with that is a game changer. So we're like changing.
I love it. And let me jump in, because that was just profound. And you're right. Women have a different internal emotional stamina. Biologically, they are, because they carry babies. It has a whole different process. But we're going to have to jump into our second commercial room. When I come back then, I know there was loads I want to touch on. It was so beautiful, though. There was no way I was going to stop it. So here we are. We're going to dive into our second commercial, listeners. When we come back, Nevsha is going to call out her details again. And you know what? This is just absolutely profound today, is what I'd like to say.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good. If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome to UK Health Radio. You are breathing yourself into oblivion here with our amazing and wonderful Nevşah Karamemet. Yes, there it is.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
But listen, send me emails, beautiful people.
So let's have your contact details, please, Nevşah, love.
Yeah, my website is on my name, Nevşah. So it's nevşah.com. And they can send me emails at nevşah@nevşah.com, which is nevşah@nevşah.com. It's a miracle we found that website name, huh? With five letters. It was almost impossible. Well, we got that name 20 years ago, so it was possible back then. And I'm looking forward to your emails.
Yes, you need to get in touch, lady. Get on the website. It's pretty beautiful. I love the way it moves, for sure. So let me come back in. So we were talking about, you know, before we went in by the void and filling the void. And then really, while we were off air, I kind of probed the question that there must be a huge chunk of unconscious thinking individuals, sadly, that actually never touch that void or do very little with that void in one lifetime. And I suppose that's why we have so many heroes or so many people we look up to instead of looking equally at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, what you're actually referring is the people who are living with an animistic mind, which is the lower parts of the brain, using the lower parts of the brain, which is the part which is only focused on survival. And like if you live life only with the lower parts of your brain, amygdala and hippocampus, you just live life like an animal without deep thinking. No way you're going to ever touch that void because you're just like an animal seeking pleasure, avoiding pain.
Yeah.
But when the executive level of the mind, which is the prefrontal cortex and esoterically, which has been called the third eye, which is our intuitive self, and which is the difference between humans and animals, or humans or robots or AI, which is all about creative thinking, which is all about finding solutions, which is all about, I can call creative thinking analytic and creative thinking. That's a different journey, because then once the prefrontal cortex of the brain gets activated, and that's our goal at NEVCAP and Nevşah Institute, to activate that so that people can tap into that executive level of the mind, which is a visionary, which is mission-driven, which is focused, and which has clear goals, because those individuals are the ones who are disciplined and who are focused, who are dedicated, and who are beyond, or who are on top of the layer of seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, because that level of executive mind, that level of mastery that starts by the prefrontal cortex of the brain getting activated is kind of like a different layer where a human becomes connected with his or her God self.
Wow.
There is no his or her that at that level, which is the telos, like the highest level of humanity. And he or she starts looking forward to pain because mission is more important. If you have a bigger mission than your mortal body, if you have a immortal mission to fulfill, you just don't care much about, you couldn't care less about the pain, emotional pain, physical pain. You just go beyond. And I sometimes give the there is a movie at Netflix, Diana Nyad, which is a true life story. I don't know if you watched it, but it's about a real life story. It's about a woman who is a professional swimmer and who decided to swim, Olympic swimmer who decided to swim from Cuba to Miami.
Wow.
Days on the ocean. There are sharks, there are waves. She has to stay in the ocean for 3 days, nonstop swimming. She starts seeing hallucinations, all that. And she decides that when she was 20, and she couldn't do it in her 20s. And the movie starts with, so Jodie Foster is her coach. The movie starts with the day she turns 60.
Yeah.
And she turns and she tells her coach, I'm going to try it again.
Wow,
and her
I've
coach is
wild.
You know, are you crazy? You couldn't do it in your 20s. How can you do it in your 60s? And she's like, I'm going to try. So the movie is about her trying to go from Cuba to Miami. And of course, she does it. And at the end of the movie, they interview her, real life story, and ask her, Diana, you couldn't break that record of yours swimming from Cuba to Miami when you were 20. Now you turned 60 and you've broken that record. How could you do it? It's insane. And she says, my body was strong when I was 20, but now my mind is stronger.
Wow. Wow.
So that's exactly what I'm talking about. So my goal with NevCap Accelerator, which is a unique accelerator, at least very different than the other accelerators out there.
Yeah.
We are only focused on the founder and on focused on making that founder, getting that founder to that level of mastery, like Diana Nyad and all those people who mastered themselves, mastered their physical bodies and went beyond the physical limits and achieved something amazing. So my job is to get founders there to that level of mastery.
In these last 2 minutes, I just want to make sure I get this in there because I've been on the website and it's a process. There's a few stages, three stages before you even get to the fourth one, which is your investment part. It is a strategy. It is a process getting through there. And I'm going to say that you must be looking for like a 95% rejection rate because the type of human emotional being that you're looking to work with has already done a considerable amount of understanding of themselves before they would even be coming to play to be part of the NevCap process.
Yes, and there have been some entrepreneurs who are sincerely interested in self-mastery and who are like, I'm going to do it no matter what, but didn't meet the right teachers or the methods. We also like, I mean, the process I think is very much aligned with whether they are ready or not for self-mastery.
Yeah.
Because I'm clear that, because I have all this experience with founders and my investments, I'm clear that I am only going to invest in masters from, like, I got clear on this a couple of years ago. And I was like, I'm only investing in masters because they're going to be the ones who succeed. And the way we invest is when we pick a founder, I would like to kind of like their older sister, I would like to hold their hands and support them, not in only one company they build or one project they build, but for the rest of their founder entrepreneurial journey. Because I am clear now that I'm clear that I'm investing in founders. I'm after finding masterful founders. And I know that if you stick on self-mastery path, because that have been my journey, if you stick on that path, if you continue working on your mind, on yourself, you will eventually, if this company fails, it fails. The next one, you will eventually succeed. I know it by heart. I know it from my experience.
Wow, girl, this was beautiful. That is NevCap. And we got through it. We really did. And trust me, I may be just going on there myself and give, because I am, you know, all the self-mastery stuff is really up my, but you have to be ready. You know, Nevsha, this has been such a share. It's been such a beautiful show. I've loved having you on. And we've got to do this again, this time next year, to see where we are with things. It's been such a process. You are amazing. Thank you for being you. Thank you for dragging humankind back to its senses. We need those people like yourself to remind us of why it is we are here and what is the purpose. Actually, purpose is too small of a word now. It's overused. Just like self-worth and all the other stuff is overused. We are so, Nevsha, thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And there we are. Bye for now and boom! See you next week. Emotions are